Okay, today's meeting comes to order. And my friends, we have scored another major coup for all members in good standing. Now, don't concern yourselves with how we did it, because it involves unsightly backroom haggling. Just get ready to enjoy another great perk as a card-carrying fan of Mr. Belvedere, all right? If you leave your membership plaque on the dashboard of your car, Joe Gellis said we can park in the handicapped space at his brother's convenience mart, okay?
That's so wonderful, because sometimes I only have a few items to buy, like wine and cat food. Now I can go in and out so much quicker.
Right, so enjoy. Okay, and now to our next order of business is, the nickname issue. Now, last time we spoke, we resolved to come up with a nickname for Mr. Belvedere that only we use so we can identify each other in a strange town or something. Right, okay, ideas?
How about Thaddeus or Big Bob?
Betty.
How about the man who rides alone?
Head cheese?
El Stinkmeister.
Boo!
I like Beacon of Bliss.
How about Brock Toon?
Brock Toon. Hey, I like it. All right, let's vote. All right, all in favor of Brock Toon, say aye.
Aye.
Not in favor, nay.
Nay.
Brock Toon it is.
Oh, that sounds like a Pepperidge Farm cookie, and that's A-okay with me.
Hey, hi. Welcome. Come on in. Are you a fan of Brock Toon?
What? No, they're doing a comedy night here later, and I just got here early to sign up.
Oh, all right, well, take a seat, make yourself comfortable, sit anywhere. We're just getting ready to move on to our next order of business. But anything else? Yeah,
I'd like to say, partly to talk about it, and partly to let the new guy in on the mood here a little bit. Mr. Belvedere is the light of my life. I know I speak for the others when I say he is so amazing, you know, and he's just, I wish I could know him more, you know, because he is one of a kind, you know, I think about him all the time, and, well, I'm wondering, should we kill him?
For God's sakes, no.
We usually vote, Mr. Chairman.
Well, before we vote, I'd like Pete to explain why he wants to kill Brock Toon.
Well, I want to meet this girl, and I know that she'd be, you know, pretty impressed if she knew I hung out with Mr. Belvedere.
Well, why kill him then?
Because... So he wouldn't know how unworthy I am to hang out with him?
Well, okay, look, I don't follow. What about the girl that you want to meet?
Oh, she's probably a lesbo anyway.
Well, I guess we can vote, but we shouldn't really have to, people. All right, all those in favor who want to kill Mr. Belvedere, say aye.
Aye.
All those who don't think he should be killed, say nay.
Nay. Nay.
The nays have it. He lives, but the vote shouldn't have been that close. Which brings me to an area that I think we need to discuss. Now, I got a letter from Mr. Belvedere's publicist. It seems somebody has been killing his house pets again. Now, I'm not going to ask which one of you is doing it, but I do think we need to do our exercises.
What exercises?
The exercise that helps keep the line between reality and fantasy a little less blurry. You'll see.
Okay. Who wants to start?
Okay. I should want to shake hands with Mr. Belvedere. I shouldn't want to grab a lock of his hair.
Now, that's good, Cheryl. And even though it would be really neat to have a lock of his hair, you know that's not right. Someone else.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, I should like to send him a fan letter telling him how good he was in the episode where he teaches everyone how to cook, but I shouldn't want to type the letter on a death certificate.
Yes, but then you learned that one the hard way, huh? All right. Yeah, okay, so let's keep going. Come on.
I should like watching Mr. Belvedere a lot, but I shouldn't have to masturbate at the end of every episode.
That's right. That is right. Discipline. Next.
Yeah,
I should want to cook Brock Toon a simple dinner if he truly accepts the offer, but not if I sense that he accepts it telepathically.
Yes, okay, but let's keep the exercises in the form of should and shouldn't, okay? Next.
I should want to cook him a simple meal, but I shouldn't want to cut into him, to tear the flesh, to wear the flesh, to be born unto new worlds where his flesh becomes my key.
Good.
I got one. I should want to say hi to him nicely. I shouldn't want to keep him in a big jar in my basement.
All right, Doug, that's great, and you understand that now. Go on, though. Why shouldn't you put him in a big jar in your basement?
Because his breath would fog up the glass and I wouldn't be able to see him.
Well, now, there is that,
you
but there's also...
You people are crazy! You're talking about killing Mr. Belvedere? And putting this Brock Toon guy in a big jar and dead house pets? I mean, can't you see what you're talking about is wrong? I mean, can't you see that?
The following program is brought to you in living color on NBC.
Brian, can I see that paper for a sec? Huh, that's odd. I thought that would be big news.
You thought what would be big news?
Well, there seems to be an absence of a certain ornithological piece. A headline regarding mass awareness of a certain avian variety.
What are you talking about?
Oh, have you not heard? It was my understanding that everyone had heard.
Heard what?
Brian, don't!
Well, a bird, bird, bird. A bird, a bird. Well, a bird, bird, bird. A bird.
This is Dead Air on the hardly world-famous KCR.
What's up? It's Thursday, and we know that the bird is the word. Dead Air. And we're back. It's Thursday. I'm here. Bill's here. Quimby's here. Space Boy's here. We're all here.
And here.
Yes.
Here, yeah, physically, but perhaps not in spirit.
I don't know.
Speak
for yourself, Chief. I'm very much here in spirit.
Nah, I'm just kidding. I'm here in spirit. How's everyone doing? This is Dead Air on KCR for March, what the hell is it?
12th.
11th.
Whatever.
2 days after my birthday.
Let's just examine something here. Adio, have you paid rent?
I have, yes.
Oh, you suck.
Hey, I'm sorry, man. I told you. I got paid on Wednesday, yesterday, so I sent the check out yesterday.
I lost my debit card last weekend. Yeah, that's made this week lots of fun.
Ah, Bill.
Have I been able to do shit? No.
Hey.
So, come on. We've been saying that for, like, every podcast now since eternity. How are you doing,
you know,
Space Boy?
Maybe...
What?
All right. Nothing. Go ahead.
Hi. How's it going, Space Boy?
Is this thing on?
Yeah, it is. What's up, man?
Hey,
what's
like,
up?
Project, sir.
Welcome
project.
Back.
Hello, hello.
Thank you for coming back. We thought that you might have
got lost in Yonkers.
Seen New York City and said, I don't know.
We thought you got Home Alone 2 lost in New York.
I was going to join Jay Leno's band.
Huh.
Wow.
They do need a new leader.
Jay Leno's band? Aren't they in L.A.?
I'm sorry. I'm in Letterman.
Good Lord.
Yes. I actually walked by the Letterman studio.
It's like, wow, Tonight Show's moving to New York?
Yes.
Holy hell.
Breaking news. You heard it here.
Man, Leno's really trying to win this competition, isn't he?
You walked by the Ed Sullivan Theater.
Did he?
Well, on a side note, I actually was in a Jay Leno audience once, and whenever Billy Corgan was on there. I can tell you all about it.
Of course.
Yeah. Really good.
If you guys don't know, listening out there in the chat room, Space Boy is like the ultimate number one on Top of the World, Smashing Pumpkins fan forever.
And I gotta say this, I love that band so much, it's ridiculous. And looking over the music tonight that Spaceboy has selected for us, it is going to be absolutely spectacular. I'm really excited. Now, there are not one, but two Smashing Pumpkins songs throughout tonight's show, as well as a bunch of old 90s. He went really mid-90s alternative, which was great.
That's
right in my
wheel.
Formative
years. Yes.
I was having a conversation with an old friend of mine earlier in the week, and they were quizzing me on old songs that I should, by all intents and purposes, have never heard before or not know. And I knew every single one of them. I have a ridiculous index, a voluminous index, if you will.
I want to take that quiz.
Of, hey, look, we might be able to come up with one.
Look at me.
Why don't we do this one?
I know so much stuff. Ooh, I know stuff.
Anyway, if you want to join.
Listen, I'm sorry I was stuck in my house listening to nothing but Biggie Smalls and Puff Daddy, okay? I'm sorry.
What happened to that Adio? Bring that Adio back. Okay. I would have liked that Adio. That Adio sounds like he rules. I don't know about this Adio.
Billy Corgan is powder.
That was not me right now.
Really?
It wasn't.
That's a sound clip. I remember when I recorded that.
You're very tickled about that, aren't you?
Oh, man. All these... Spaceboy and I have worked together on a lot of stuff. We used to do another podcast, and I've gone to his home studio and sat in his recording booth, for hours, and he would just press record and just let me go crazy off Red Bull in a little teeny tiny box.
God.
You should all bow to me.
That's what we need. We need to have one show where the theme is just Quimby on Red Bull for 2 hours.
I like it.
And just see what happens.
I need to pad the walls in here before we did that. Tonight on the show, we're going to be talking about absolutely nothing. We're just going to waste time for about 2 hours.
Sweet.
No, we're actually... we're going to... A lot of us have gone places in the last week. Now, Adio and I haven't. I mean, I went roller skating last night, but that hardly counts.
It's out of the house. It counts, bro.
Fair enough. Spaceboy, you were in New York City last week when we were doing the show, weren't you?
I was.
And you can tell us about that in a little bit. And also, Quimby went to Las Vegas over the weekend. It's actually, this is the birthday show for Quimby. Did we get her a cake?
Well, oh, my gosh. No. Did you get my money? Can I have my money?
Again,
wow.
Remember the debit card getting lost, thusly not being able to have money
convenient.
For myself or the rental company or you? I apologize, Quimby.
What happens when you have a Philadelphia bank and you refuse to get a California bank.
I had one, but I just owe them a lot of money. Anyway,
Bill, just live here. Just live in San
Diego.
Get over the East Coast. Stay here.
His bank is a Philadelphia bank. His cell phone number still starts with 215. Jesus, bro.
Why you got to tell everyone what my cell phone number starts with?
How many numbers do you think are in the 215 area code?
Anyway.
Seriously, if somebody wants to go through and dial starting 215-000-0001 and keep going until they get their phone number, first of all, they're very, very...
They sound like the folks in the Mr. Belvedere clip we played earlier. But, I'm not entirely concerned about that. We'll talk about that. We'll talk about the Oscars. We made predictions last week. I don't even know who came close. Apparently, one of us is disqualified.
There are shocking results to this whole Oscar go down. So, definitely, somebody has already lost $5 in the room. Remember, there's a pool for this?
Yes. I was looking on a blog somewhere. I'm not going to say where, but I was looking on a blog somewhere. And someone had made a prediction two nights before, and he said that he had seen, like, two of the films. He got every single major award right. He had only seen two of the films. He got every single... And his reasoning was spot on, and I should have followed him,
and I
didn't.
What was it, the Golden Globes?
No, it had nothing to do with the Golden Globes. He hadn't even seen those.
So
what
he
about
didn't have,
these
like...
Golden Globes? Sorry.
They're actually kind of pale, though, you know? You might want to think about maybe, you know,
yeah,
hitting a tanning booth or something.
Also, we're going to play Buzzword tonight, but I wanted to bring something up first. Just throwing a little story out here for you guys to tell me what you think. The headline is, Florida woman crashes car while shaving her crotch. Authorities nationwide warned motorists of the dangers of driving while texting. Florida Keys law enforcement officers add a new caution. Don't try to shave your privates while driving either. Florida Highway Patrol troopers say a two-vehicle crash Tuesday at mile marker 21 on Cudjoe Key was caused by a 37-year-old woman driver who was shaving her bikini area while her ex-husband took the wheel from the passenger seat. Who the hell does that?
Can you please email me that to my work email now? Because I already am like just thinking about tomorrow morning.
When did this happen?
Well, where were they going?
It doesn't even say. It just says that they were convicted of DUI with a prior and driving with a suspended license.
And shaving your crotch.
The driver had slowed to about 5 miles an hour to make a turn, apparently. And then the car, there was a car that hit them about 45 miles an hour.
Hey, honey, listen, I've got to take care of this bikini line before we go anywhere.
The best part is that the woman was driving with her ex-husband, which was spectacular. The ex-husband climbed over her to take the wheel, and then they just continued driving. So.
I got to have a clean bikini line, folks. I'm sorry. That's just how it's got to be.
The state trooper said, quote, "My phone has been ringing off the hook all day, and I know there's a funny side to this, but it's also deadly serious. This is a scary road, and a lot of bad wrecks are caused by dumb stuff like this."
She's not wearing underwear.
It's unbelievable. I'm really starting to believe this stuff only happens at the Keys. Note to self, don't ever go to the Florida Keys. Not going to happen.
Stay away from Florida. Nothing down there.
Disney anyway. World, shut up.
Well, there's nothing down there after she shaved it off.
Oh, well, yeah.
Anyway. Hi-o.
Ba-ba.
Anyway, look, we got a lot of stuff to get to, so let's just start. We'll come back. We're going to talk about our weekend and also... the Oscars, I guess. And
sure, why not?
All right. And who the king of the morons is
tonight. This is the Smashing Pumpkins, my favorite song called Hummer.
This is, you know what, this record is timeless. Not my favorite of theirs, incidentally. Melancholy. I'm a Melancholy fan. But this is a timeless record. And I haven't heard this song in a long time. I was seriously sitting like a 10-year-old on Christmas just looking over toys at all the songs that were coming over. I'm like, oh, man, we're going to get to play that tonight. Oh, man, we're going to get to play that tonight. You did good. You did very good, Space Boy.
Thank you very much.
You did a fantastic bang-up job here.
Okay, while Bill is off slobbing Space Boy's nuts, we're going to go ahead and get to the music
song,
here.
Man.
This is a great song, man. This is KCR Smashing Pumpkins.
I'm having a nerdgasm.
How much? Save that. Anyway, we'll talk to you in a little bit. You're listening to Dead Air on KCR,
slurp,
San Diego.
Slurp, Bill.
State University.